Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye. It was a couple here from Flores United Methodist Church in Fairfax County, Virginia, at 9 o'clock at the... So they were aware of the bishop that I'm talking about. But when I was, for about 10 minutes, I was a member as a probationer, not yet fully ordained, in the Virginia Conference. Bishop Pinnell laid his hands on me, and then the action that transferred me to the Rocky Mountain Conference took immediate effect. So I guess by the time he got to the end of the line, I was actually now a member of the Rocky Mountain Conference. So I always joke around a little bit, if they actually were going to have to keep me, they might have had to think longer about whether or not they were going to let me even start off in the ordination process. Is that, do I have an amen to that?
Amen.
Bishop Pinnell that night told a story. The story had to do with early in his ministry in Tennessee. He was assigned to a mountain church. And there was a gentleman at the back of the sanctuary every time they served communion who would not come forward. This 25-year-old pastor, who later became a bishop, went back and tried to talk to him, tried to explain to him that he could take communion. It was okay. He was a member of the church, so therefore he could take communion. He was welcome to come take communion, and had no effect. No effect at all. So finally one day he was sitting down talking to his lay leader a little bit about what was going on. And this 25-year-old pastor was sharing with this 65-year-old man the nature of what was on his soul, what was going on. This lay leader says, you know, I can take care of that. I think I know what to say to old Ben as he wrestles with what's going on. So that coming Sunday was a Sunday where they were going to serve communion. So they start serving communion, and the lay leader stands up and he walks back and leans over to Ben, whispers something in his ear. Ben looks up for a second and he says, like this, and comes forward and takes communion. Wow. Wow. So Bishop Pinnell, Pastor Pinnell at the time, Pastor Joe at the time, 25 years old, walks up and says to the lay leader, "What did you say? What did you say to get Ben to come forward and take communion?" And he said, very simple. I told him communion was for all of us, sinners and not sinners. He was welcome to come to the table. Had a wonderful effect. It invited him to come forward. We talk about communion, and I know that there are denominations within Christianity, there's orders within Christianity, where in order to come take communion, there's some kind of hurdle you have to have hopped over. You have to be a member of that church. I went to a service involving a friend of mine's son who was killed in a training accident in Fort Hood, Texas. And the nature of that particular service, the irony of that service, was not lost on those of us that were not part of that denomination. Because the service was all about how this wasn't God's will. God wasn't in action in killing this second lieutenant at Fort Hood, Texas in this tank accident. Rather, this was part of the vagaries of life, part of the unforeseen circumstances of life. And what was going to sustain that family in this time of trial was the community that surrounded them. And then they immediately moved to communion as part of the service of the celebration of his life, and only a few people could come and take that communion. We belong to a denomination. We belong to a category within Christianity that does not require you to be a member of this church. Doesn't require you to be a member of actually any church, except that you're willing to say that Jesus is Lord, and you want to offer some thoughts and reflections to how it is that you enable yourself to better follow God in the world. The music, the confession that we read at the beginning was that confession from the Church of Canada, United Church of Canada. We are not alone. We live in God's world. Marilyn and I got to see a little bit of that this week. Thank you very much for your letting us go do that. And we sang, we are not alone. God is with us. And so often we get this idea that we are alone. God is not only with us, but all of us that are here, all of us that are part of this community is indeed with us. That lay leader, some probably by now 80 years ago, who walked back to tell Ben that he was part of the community and that he didn't have to be perfect in order to be part of that community. To people today, where they indeed help serve God in some kind of way, whether it's through music, whether it's through proclamation of the word, whether it's teaching, they help us all move to a place where it is that we see that we are not alone. First sermon I preached at Stratmore Hills United Methodist Church in Colorado Springs was based upon that passage from Hebrews 12, where we remind ourselves that we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. That cloud of witnesses could be those that are here in the now, but it's also those that have gone on before, as well as those that will be part of following us, the role that they have, of sharing with them this continuity of faith that goes from the past into the present in anticipation of the future. I'm hoping that as we focus ourselves on the subject of communion for a while, we're going to have a sort of a continuing series of conversations on communion Sundays. And the idea I wanted to focus on today was reminding us that we are not alone. We're not alone because God is with us, and we're not alone because you are with us. Each of you here is part of that. The psalm that we use today, Psalm 130, is a combination of ascent. They're moving up to the temple in Jerusalem. They're moving up because that's the only way you could get to the temple was by moving uphill. It was on this mountaintop, and they had to ascend. They were going up to that temple. But there were parts of the words that were there that were part of a hymn that they would have been singing, whether they were from this village or that village. Everybody would be there. They would be in together in community singing this common hymn, moving up towards God's temple, God's place that they celebrated God in that world at that time. It's an opportunity for us to remember that we come into a place like Hilltop, that we're here not only reminding ourselves of who God is, but we're also in community with everyone else. Communion, if you look at the first part of the word, if you add some more letters to it, it becomes community. That community includes guys like that lay leader who walked back and tell Ben that he's part of the community, as well as you that are here today. My invitation for us today is to understand that in community is how we take communion. We're celebrating being together with others and seeing what it is that what contributions they help us make in our own journeys towards God. Now, today I want to emphasize a little bit for us today because there's been some things of how we've changed a little bit of the nature of the order of worship a little bit. For example, we have been singing out of the faith we sing some pieces of music as we go about serving communion. 2257 is what we've been singing. Now, there's been a few of you that think that singing is only for the sanctuary singers, only for the summer singers, and no. It's for you as well. That's what we're going to do, communion, for a little while. We would invite you to sing along. So when the words project up there, there's be a chance for you to sing. 2257. We also have got up here, we've had a couple of questions that we've asked people about what is one of the things they would like us to try to do to remind ourselves that communion is about being together, about bringing us together. One request that I've had is for some people to be, they want to be able to take communion from a small cup as opposed to by doing it by intention. So we've got about 20 of these small cups that are up here. For those of you that would like to take it from the small cup, I would invite you to come to the rail. If you can't kneel, just come up and we'll hand you one of the cups if necessary. Just tell us you want a small cup. We'll take care of that for you. And there are some people that continue, that have a desire that we are able to give to you a wafer that is gluten-free. That wafer is at the station which has the cup at it. So there'll be 5 stations out there where you could receive a gluten-free wafer if you'd like to do that. We're trying to do this in order to help remind ourselves of, we come in here to experience communion, to be brought together, not to be pushed apart. So we're trying to do some of these little things to help people to be able to see where they are and help them be able to receive this remembrance of what God has asked us to do, that God has asked us to share with the world. A reflection last time when we offered some thoughts about communion was I came back to Paul and the church in Corinth. And Paul's letter to the church in Corinth is about a church that has been disrupted by forgetting what communion is all about. And he's reminded them that part of what communion is intended to do is to bring them together as part of the body of Christ, not to drive them apart. We come in to take communion knowing that we are not alone. We live in God's world. God is with us. Same time, we are not alone. You are indeed with us. Let me invite you. We're going to get ready to go to communion, but I put on this stole. Stole's got a lot of pins on it. Helps me remember people in my lives. There are various pins on here given to me by important people, or they are by important people in my life, or they are things that remind me of people in my life that have helped me become who I am today. What are your stoles? What are the stoles you put on, and how it is that you remember that there are people in your life who have touched you in such a way that you have been made more whole? Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our 2 worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.